If you have your Bibles, please open to 1 Peter chapter 3.
你們有大聖經的請打開 彼得前書 第3章
1 Peter chapter 3 verses 18 to 22.
彼得前書 第3章 第18節到22節.
And I'll have Brother Ron to go ahead and share these scriptures.
我就是讀彼得前書 第3章18節至22節。 因为基督也是曾一次为赎罪而受苦，就是义的代替，不义的，为要把你们带到神的面前。照着肉身讲，基督固然被处死了，但照着灵说，他却得了复活。藉着灵，他也曾去传到给那些被监禁的灵魂，就是那些从前在挪亚建造方舟的时候，那些日子里，在神耐心地等待的时候，有好多不肯信头的。 灵魂，当时进入方舟，藉着水获救的人很少，只有8个人。这水象征是洗礼。如今也藉着耶稣基督的复活拯救了你们，不是清除肉体的污秽，乃是在神面前恳求无愧的良心。耶稣基督已经升天了，就在神的右边，天使们掌权的、有势力的都服从他。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The other day, my son and I were talking about races.
前几日我和我儿子是讲紧就系赛跑。
He remembers for the longest time one of the races that we did when he was little.
他记得他细个嘅时候咧，曾经就系参加过一次个赛跑。
And this race was just a short distance, but they were timing how fast you ran.
虽然那段赛跑是很短的路程，但是呢，他们都计算了他们的时间。
And so people would get to the starting line, and you would run two at a time.
那他们就两个两个一起去赛跑。
And so, you know, my son and I, we were together.
我和我儿子在一起。
So I told my son, I said, listen, don't get mad if I run far ahead of you.
我跟我兒子說,爸爸走快一點,你不要生氣我啊。
He kind of looked at me and then he got ready for the race.
他看一看我,他就準備要賽跑了。So
once the race went, I zoomed to the finish line.
一開始跑步的時候,我就立刻走到目標桿上。
And I wanted to get there as fast as I can because I want to see how quick I was.
因为我呢,就想知道我究竟可以跑得多快。
My son also wanted to get there fast because he wanted to beat his father.
我个仔呢,更加的想,因为他想走快过爸爸。
But his little legs didn't go as fast as my big legs.
因为他的短短的脚呢,就不能够好像我长的脚走得那么快。
And so he always remembered that race.
所以呢,他就很记得那次的赛跑。
Until in high school.
直至到高中的时候,
in high school, he runs with the cross-country team.
高中的时候呢,他又跟学校里面有长途的赛跑。
And during the summer months, he wanted to do a race.
夏天的时候呢,他就参加一场的比赛。
I decided, sure, I'll do the race with him.
所以呢,我又不知道质量,我又去跟着他赛跑了。
But the race wasn't a short distance, the race was a longer distance.
但那段呢,就不是一个短程的赛跑,而是一个长途的赛跑。
And this time his legs got a little bit longer since the first time we raced.
那时候呢,他的脚就长过他初初的时候。
And because he ran cross country, he ran a lot more than I did.
因为他是长途赛跑的时候呢,他走的时间比我多。
So anyway, the race goes on.
所以呢,我们就开始比赛。
And this time, he takes off faster than I do.
今次他就走得很快了。
And there was no way I could catch up to him.
我就没办法追到上去了。So
he gets to the finish line before I do.
所以呢,他就很快就走到终点。So
the first race, remember, I beat him.
初初的时候,我走快过他。I
beat him a few seconds.
快过他几秒钟啦。
The second race, which was a longer distance,
第二次跟他赛跑,他就是很长途的跑。
He beat me by a couple of minutes.
他就走快过我几分钟。
There was something in his face when he realized that he finally beat me.
那他就, 走贏我嘅時候，佢就覺得好開心啦。
He felt like he had triumphed.
佢就覺得係贏曬一切。
And he knew from then on that I could not beat him in a race.
佢從嗰陣時佢開始，佢就知道佢係會跑快過我。
What happens when we get this winning feeling?
如果你賽跑得勝嘅時候，你嘅感覺係如何呢
？Usually we have this big old smile on our faces.
我哋就係滿口嘅微笑。
And if we win a big race, our hands are up to the skies.
如果我哋係走一場長途嘅賽跑嘅時候，我哋贏咗咧，我哋手就高舉起嚟。
It signifies that we have triumph.
就係話我哋得勝了。
Jesus did the same thing but different.
耶穌亦都係曾經經過一場咁樣嘅比賽。
When Jesus triumphed, he didn't do this.
当耶稣得胜的时候，他不是高举他的手，
but he did this.
他是伸开他的双手。
Jesus triumphed not in winning, but in losing.
耶稣的得胜在我们眼中好像他输了。
In losing his life, in other words, in suffering and dying, he was able to achieve victory for us who believe in the Lord.
他是受苦而被钉在十字架上，为你和我赎罪。
I hope you're going to understand today there is triumph in suffering.
今天早上我要大家所明白的就是在受苦里面能够有得胜的机会。
And it's, Christ is giving us an example here.
基督在这里的经文给我们一个比喻。
He is also helping us to understand the purpose of his suffering.
让我们能够明白他受苦的目的。
Today we will take communion.
今天早上我们会守圣餐。
And it's for those who understand and have embraced the suffering Christ.
就是让我们能够明白到主耶稣基督的受苦如何。
Today we read a number of passages.
今天我们所读的经文呢?
But for this sake, we're just going to take a look at one verse, and that is verse 18.
我们今天所注意就是第十八节。
It says, For Christ also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
他说，因为基督曾经是一次的受苦，就是用义的去代替不义的，让我们来到神的面前。看着那个肉体来讲，他是被治死了，但是看着圣灵来讲，他是复活了。
This is the verse that we'll focus on this morning.
今天早上我们所注意就是这段的经文。
Now, in the preceding verses, Peter made a clear point that inevitably there are times that we will suffer for righteous sake.
在这段彼得前书之前呢，彼得曾经讲我们话，我们要为义而去受苦。
Remember, we're in a fallen world, so we will encounter our shares of trials.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在这个罪恶的世界里面，我们会常常经过不同的挑战。
And there are sometimes the world can get hostile in terms of those who have faith in Christ.
很多时候这个世界对于信耶稣的人都是为敌的。
But yet, Peter had mentioned that through this all, we could trust Christ that eventually he will vindicate us all.
但是彼得在这段的经文里面讲给我们听，经过一切，你们都是会成为得胜的一班人。
So as we get to this passage, Peter is pointing out that Christ is an example.
在这里，彼得就给我们看见耶稣是我们一个预表。
He is showing that his unjust suffering resulted in the witness to save others.
他让我们知道，虽然神经过这个不义的受苦，让我们能够来到神的面前。
Eventually, Christ was exalted.
最后耶稣基督是被高举。
In verse 18, this is one of the very deep theological passages.
在第十八节里面是神一个道理里面是非常的深刻。
Some have said this is probably the most concise sentence surrounding the work of Christ.
有些人说这一句的经文就让它集中了神那个救恩的意思。
Some of the Bible scholars would say this one verse speaks of penal substitutionary atonement.
有些神学家就是说，这一句的经文就是神为了罪恶的而挽救我们。
Now I know I use some big words here.
是用很多个大的字眼。
So let me explain each of those words.
等我来 解釋每一句字。
When I talk about the penal, the term penal means to pay the price, a penalty for our sins.
乜嘢叫做贖罪呢？點咩為著我哋個罪而去救贖呢？
The second thing is, when I talk about substitutionary, that's a little bit easier to understand.
第二句就係話一個代替，代替我哋能夠明白多啲。
But in our context, Christ died in our place.
但係就係話耶穌基督為你為我嗰個罪而死。
That's the substitutionary aspect.
呢個就讓我哋能夠明白神點樣代替我哋。
When I use the word atonement, it means to be reconciled.Or restored back to God.
合一呢個字就係話我哋點樣能夠回復到與神和好。
So now we understand penal substitutionary atonement.
就係為罪代替與神和好。
There was a price that had to be paid for our sins.
神為咗我哋嘅罪要付上一個高嘅代價。
Christ became the substitute.
耶穌基督為我哋代替。
And through his death, he reconciled or he restored us to God.
因着他的死亡，我们能够与神和好。
This is what it means for penal substitutionary atonement.
就是说我们怎样的神为我们的罪而代替我们而死，与神和好。
Now let's look directly here in this passage.
我们看一段经文是怎样讲。
It says, For Christ also suffered once for sins.
他說基督亦都是一次為我們的罪而受苦。
Now there's a couple of things that you have to pay attention to that first phrase.
我們要留心這句是怎樣說。
First of all, you have to pay attention to that first word, which is, it says for.
因為。
In other words, there was a purpose for Christ's suffering.
因為基督的受苦是滿有目的的。
The other phrase that we have to take a look at, it says,Christ also suffered.
他說因為基督亦都是一次。
So if that means, if it says Christ also suffered, then somebody else had to suffer already.
他說因為耶穌基督受苦的時候，以前的人亦都受過苦了。
And what is Peter referring to is he's referring, there are times that we suffer unjustly, or we suffer for righteous sake.
喺度，彼得就讲：我哋知道，我哋曾经亦都系为义而受过苦。
And so there's a reason, there's a purpose for Christ's suffering.
耶稣基督受苦唔系白枉然噶。
And it's for eventually to triumph over sin and to save us from all of our sins.
佢嚟到受苦，佢就让我哋能够胜过罪恶，胜过死亡。
And not only does Peter want you to understand that, but also understand when you go through things, these are opportunities for you to witness and bring glory to God.
就是让我们理我知道我们经过痛苦的时候，我们能够将荣耀归给我们的神。
Now I want to kind of isolate on the word suffer.
受苦这个字不容易去听。
And I'm going to point out a couple of things how Christ has suffered for us according to this text.
我想大家知道下耶稣基督是怎样为我们而受苦。
Christ suffered ultimately.
耶稣基督是最终的为我们而受苦。
What do you mean ultimately?
什么叫做最终的受苦呢？
Christ suffered the worst type of suffering that any person could receive.
耶稣所经过的苦刑是人所最难的经过的受刑。
Now let's go through some of the progressions as far as his suffering.
我们去看看那个受苦的步骤是如何。
We're very familiar that he suffered physically, right?
我们知道耶稣基督在肉身上受苦啊。
He was nailed to the cross, he bled, you know, he suffered.
他钉在十字架上，他流血，他受很大的痛苦。
You could go in great detail as far as his physical suffering if you go back to the trials.
你可以在他的被审的时候，和他被钉的时候，在他肉身上所经历的一切的苦楚。
So we could easily say that Christ suffered a lot physically.
所以我们就知道耶稣基督在肉身上经过很多的苦楚。
He also suffered a lot emotionally too as well.
他情感上也受很多的苦刑。
We're familiar as far as Christ being on the cross and, And even he took the time out to make sure his mother was taken care of.
甚至乎耶稣基督在十字架上，佢都用一啲嘅时间去照顾佢嘅妈妈。
You could kind of sense the emotions that Christ had gone through.
你会知道耶稣基督嗰个情绪上亦都受咗非常之大嘅痛苦。
Christ also suffered socially, didn't he?
系耶稣喺个社会喺朋友嘅里边，佢亦都受苦。
Where was his disciples?
佢嗰啲门徒走咗去边度啊
？They had abandoned him in the time that he needed the most.
佢最有最大需要嘅时候，佢啲门徒就离开咗佢。
And they couldn't do a thing at the cross.
佢哋在十字架啊嘅前头，佢哋一啲嘢都唔能够做。
Now all these things could be a very compelling case that Christ suffered ultimately.
呢啲都可以俾我哋睇见话，好耶稣基督系最终嗰个去受苦。
We don't know anybody who would suffer all these.
我哋冇认识一个人能够经历到咁多嘅苦楚。
But these, if you just left it by itself, is not suffering ultimately.
但如果你净系讲呢几样嘢，唔系最终嗰个受苦。
The ultimately that I'm referring to is that Christ suffered the wrath of God.
因为耶稣基督个受苦系经历到神嗰个愤怒。
In other words, he took on our sins.
因为佢担当晒我哋一切嘅罪。
And taking on our sins, meaning that he took on the punishment that was meant for you and me.
担当我哋嘅罪嗰个意思就系话，我哋所应该所当受嗰个刑罚，实耶稣为我哋担当了。
The extreme pain that he took on was the full measure of God's wrath for the punishment of sin.
因为佢所担当嘅就系神所惩罚罪嗰个代价。
And so he suffered.Ultimately,
所以佢系最终嘅为我哋受苦。
So how does that impact us when we think about how Christ suffered ultimately?
咁佢嘅受苦对我哋有咩嘅影响呢
？Scripture actually tells us about that.
经文其实有讲俾我哋听噶。
It tells us, first of all, don't be surprised if you do suffer or you do go through trials.
喺经文里边讲到，如果你经过受苦嘅时候，你哋唔好觉得系稀奇。
But be encouraged because of how Christ has suffered ultimately for you.
但系要被鼓励，因为耶稣基督已经为你哋嘅受苦所经过。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, it says this.
希伯来书第十二章第三节至第十第三节同第四节讲到。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Consider Jesus, who endured from sinners such hostility against himself." So that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have yet to resist to the point of shedding blood.
其实你们应该仔细去思想耶稣基督如何忍受了罪人的顶撞，如这样你们的心里面就不会因为丧气而疲倦，你们与罪争战，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
And so what we see here is that See the example of Christ.
呢度睇见耶稣基督俾我哋嗰个比喻。
And don't be faint-hearted. Be encouraged. Be strengthened by through his suffering.
所以你经历受苦嘅时候，你哋唔会觉得灰心。
No matter where we are in stage of life, no matter where we are as far as what we're doing in the church or beyond.
无论我哋系喺咩嘅情况，我哋无论喺教会里边，喺家庭嘅里边。
We will never suffer as much as Christ suffered.
我哋永不会与耶稣基督个受苦而相比。
But we could take inspiration from Christ's suffering.
但系因为耶稣基督就留下我哋一个榜样。
And that could help us to persevere and keep on going on in our Christian life, as well as serving in the church.
所以就俾我哋有一个勇气，能够经历到我哋基督徒个生活。
The second thing that I want to point out is that Christ suffered uniquely.
耶稣基督嗰个受苦系好特别噶。
Notice the word once. Christ suffered once.
话耶稣基督曾经一次。
Christ, the sin bearer, died uniquely in a unique way, and that is once.
耶稣基督所经历个苦楚系只有一次嘅啫。
This is what stands out.
呢个就俾我哋睇见啦。
He only had to suffer once, suffer and die once.
佢只系需要一次嘅受死钉在十字架上。
How do we make sense of this?
我哋點樣去了解呢？
Remember, for the typical religious Jewish person, they are familiar with sacrifice.
你要記得當時嗰啲猶太人，佢哋每一年都要經過出一次再次去獻祭。
Every year they had to sacrifice, didn't they?
每一年佢哋都要去獻祭。
They had to sacrifice a lamb at Passover feast. Worship offering involves sacrifice.
他们的敬拜，他们每一年去那个耶路撒冷祭坛的时候，他们都要做一个献祭。
So every year it was the same thing. Bring a sacrifice, you know, pay for a sacrifice. They had to bring a sacrifice.
每一年就好像过时过节的时候，他们要将牛啊羊啊带到去圣殿里面去做一个献祭。
Year after year, festival after festival, they're bringing their sacrifices time and time again.
一年一年的过去，一次每一个过时过节的过去，他们都要将他们牛和羊带到祭坛的面前。
Well, the first time it's interesting, the second time it's okay, but when you keep on doing it time and time again, it kind of wears on you, doesn't it?
第一次好像很特别，然后再次的做，再次的做，再次的做，渐渐你觉得很烦啊。
But this is a defining statement.
但这句就是一个很特别的字眼。
That Christ suffered once.
耶稣基督只是一次的受苦。
Christ died once.
耶稣基督只是一次的死亡。
Once and for all.
一次的为了所有的时间。
Sufficient for us all.
也满足了神的要求。
We have a high priest who died once, and it's once for us all.
我们有一位大祭司，他为我们一次的做了这个献祭。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 26, says this.
希伯来书第七章第26节讲到，我俾我哋听。
Again, the reference is chapter 7, verse 26 in the book of Hebrews. It says, For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heaven. And then it goes on to say, who does not need daily like those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for their own sins and then for the sins of the people because he did this once and for all when he offered up himself.
希伯来书第七章第二十六节，这样一位的圣洁，没有邪恶，没有玷污，与罪人分开，高过诸天的大祭司，对我们实在是合宜的。他不需像其他的大祭司一样，天天的献祭，先为自己的罪孽，然后为了子民，因为当他们将自己献上的时候，就一次的胜，因为耶稣基督一次献祭的时候，就一次胜，将这事完成了。
Christ suffered once for all.
耶稣基督只需要一次就为我们完成我们的献祭。
In that Hebrew passage, it talks about even the comparison of priest.
在希伯来书那里讲到说大祭司的比较。
Remember, the priest had to give the sacrifice, and so they even had the priest had to make a sacrifice for themselves first.
那些大祭司做献祭之前，他们要为着自己的罪而做一个赎罪祭，然后才为着子民去献祭。
So before the priest had to make the sacrifice for the people, they had to make a sacrifice for themselves.
所以那个大祭司未做献祭之前，他要为着自己的罪而做一个赎罪的祭。
But Christ only did it once.
耶稣基督只需要一次的献祭。
That is what makes it unique.
这就是让我们觉得神是很特别的。
The other thing that Christ suffered unjustly.
我们看见耶稣是很不公义的为我们受苦。
In the passage it says the righteous for the unrighteous.
经文里面说义去代替不义。
Christ the righteous one.People, the unrighteous ones.
耶稣基督是那一做公义的神，但是代替我们那不义的人民。
We as sinners, the unrighteous, we deserve the punishment.
我们做了罪人，我们其实就当受这些一切的重刑。
But Christ took our place for that punishment.
但是耶稣基督就为我们代替了受苦刑。
Have you ever seen that played out besides here on the cross?
在十字架之外，你有冇见过咁样嘅赎罪祭呢
？I got to tell you a little story. When I was a kid, my parents got a new car.
我细蚊仔嘅时候，我爸爸妈妈买咗部新车。
So it was a brand new car.
系一部完全新嘅车。
Now there's three kids in our family, and so we were really excited about this new car.
我哋屋企裏邊有三個細蚊仔，所以咧一見到呢部新車就非常開心。
So we all jumped in to check out this new car.
我哋就跳上個車度去睇下呢架新車如何。
After the first week, there were some scratch marks on this new car on the inside.
一個禮拜之後咧，喺個車裏邊咧，你見到有啲地方係刮花咗。
It was very noticeable.
係好明顯嘅，見到啲花紋。
Right away, my parents said, "Okay, who did it?"
所以咧，爸爸媽媽就問：嘿，邊個刮花我哋嘅車
？So they looked to big sister.
睇見我大家姐。
They said, "No, she didn't do it."
唔係大家姐。
She looked. They looked to the second child, my other sister, second sister.
睇見我哋嘅二家姐。
No, she couldn't do it.
唔係我二家姐。
Then they looked at me.
咁啊，睇見我。
He did it.
係佢啦。
But I didn't do it.
但係我冇刮花嗰個車喎。
Now, I'll admit that growing up, I had my share of troubles and I had my shares of guiltiness, but this one I know I didn't do.
我承認我小個時候實在好曳嘅，但今次完全唔關我事喎。
Because one, I was in the back seat, this happened in the front seat.
因為我係坐喺後邊，那個花紋係喺前頭。
I know I didn't do this one.
我知道我冇刮花嗰部車。
Anyway, I still got the punishment.
無論如何，我就被責罰啦。
But I know who did it.
我知道邊個做刮花噶。
It was one of my other siblings.
係我一個家姐。
And so while I'm getting the punishment, I'm kind of thinking to myself, "Wait a second, this is unjust."
所以我受罰嘅時候咧，就覺得，嘿，呢個唔關我事喎，好唔公平喎。
So after the punishment was done, you know, I'm thinking, I'm looking at the sibling and going, "You could have helped me on this one."
咁我受咗罰之後咧，我就同我嗰兩個家姐講：，你還債喎。
Or at least you could have said thank you for taking the punishment。
起碼你要同我講多謝啊。
This is what it means to accept the punishment unjustly。
呢度就係話不公平嗰個受懲罰。
You could say I suffered unjustly。
你話我係被不公平嘅受罰。
Brothers and sisters, Christ suffered unjustly。
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督所受的刑罚是不公平的。
He didn't do the sins that he paid for.
他从来没有犯过那些一切的罪。
He didn't deserve the punishment that is God's wrath. That was for us.
他是不应该领受神的惩罚，那些惩罚是为了我们的。
Remember, he committed no sin.
我们要知道耶稣基督从来没有犯过罪。
But he took on the suffering for us.
但是因为着我们那个缘故，他就担当一切的罪。
One other thing, Christ suffered undeniably.
耶稣所受的刑罚是不能够否认的。
In other words, there was a particular purpose for him to die.
因为耶稣基督所受的惩罚是有目的的。
It says in the passage that he might bring us to God.
让我们能够带到神的面前。
So on the cross, he took it all, he bore it all, he carried it all.
在十字架上，他就完全的为我们担当一切。
All of our sins, all of our trespasses, everything.
我们一切的过犯，我们一切的罪，一切一切。
And scripture also gives the account what happened when Christ took upon all of our sins.
经文里面也都俾我知道，当耶稣基督担当我哋一切嘅罪，嗰个后果系如何。
In the gospel accounts, we know that the veil was or the curtain was ripped in half.
甚至乎喺圣殿嗰个大个帐幕啊，被擘开两边。
That curtain, that veil, opened up the holy of holies.
嗰个大帐幕系从圣所同至圣所所分开嘅。
In other words, it meant that now God was accessible.And it was because of Christ's death.
让我们明白，因着耶稣基督的缘故，我们能够去面对神。
There was no need for priests, no need for sacrifices, for any offerings.
所以因着耶稣基督的缘故，我们就不需要有一个神父，不需要有一个祭司，不需要一切，我们可以直接往到神的面前。
There is no more separation because Christ delivered.
不需要有一个分别，因为耶稣基督已经成就一切。
Christ paid for our sins.
耶稣基督为着你和我的罪已经赎罪了。
Jesus satisfied the just penalty for our sins.
耶稣基督已经满足了神那个愤怒的代价。
And when we come to Him, we could experience the forgiveness, we could experience the relationship with God.
耶稣基督让我们能够经历的怎样去与神和好。
The other thing I want to point out, and this is our last point, is that Christ suffered unusually.
耶稣基督所受的痛苦是非常寻常的。
This has to do with the phrase, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
这里就是那句话，是从肉身上他是死了，但是在灵里面他已经复活了。
This is the triumph.
这个就是那个得胜。
This is the sin-bearing triumph.
这个就是为着罪那个胜利。
Nothing held him down.
没有一样东西能够将耶稣基督压住。
Nothing defeated the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有一样东西是胜过了耶稣。
Death did not defeat him.
死亡不能够胜过耶稣。
The demons or the devil himself did not defeat him.
魔鬼不能够胜过耶稣。
People did not defeat him.
人不能够胜过耶稣。
Sure, he suffered and died, and it was for a purpose, but he also rose from the dead.
在人看来，耶稣基督是死了又复活了。
Christ rose from the dead.
耶稣基督是从死里复活。
This is triumph in suffering.
这是罪里面的大得胜。
This is Christ's triumphal suffering.
这个耶稣基督的为着得胜罪而有一个显现。
And so, when he suffered for you and me.
当耶稣基督经历这个痛苦的时候，他是为着你，为着我而经历。
He suffered for us to have a relationship with him through the cross.
他为着你同我的缘故，能经历一个十字架。
He also suffered not only for us to be reconciled with God, but also that we would be a living witness while here on earth.
不单止我哋因着耶稣基督嗰个经历痛苦，能够与神和好，让你同我在呢个地上能够为主作见证。
And so that should impact our life journey.
所以让我哋在呢个世上所经历嘅路途嘅时候，就能够作一个见证。
First of all, let us realize that in our life's journey, there is power in the cross.
首先我哋要明白到，在十字架上系满有能力噶。
There is power in Christ's suffering.
在十字架上，在耶稣基督所受嗰个痛苦里边系满有能力噶。
And there is power because it overcomes our sins.
因为耶稣基督所受嗰个苦能够胜过罪恶。
There's also power as we receive forgiveness, then we could be more merciful and graceful to others.
因为我经历到耶稣基督的饶恕的时候，我们就能够饶恕我们的朋友，我们的弟兄姊妹。
It should impact our lives that as we have experienced forgiveness, we should offer forgiveness to others.
因为我们经历的饶恕的时候，我们就将这个饶恕能够赐给别人。
Even when we have suffered unjustly.
甚至乎我哋系被不公义嘅受苦。
And so for you, I'm asking, have you embraced the sufferings of Christ?
首先，你有冇拥抱着耶稣基督嘅受苦呢
？Have you experienced the victory that comes through Christ's death on the cross?
你有冇经历到耶稣基督为罪而得胜嗰个胜利呢
？Have you believed in Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for you?
你有冇相信主耶稣基督？为你所做的事呢
And for other of us, have we realized the purpose in our life's journey?
我们其他的弟兄姊妹有没有经历到我们在旅程所经历神给我们的目的呢
Even when we go through our shares of suffering, there is a purpose.
我们虽然会经历有不同的受苦，但是实在是有目的的。
And part of that purpose is the witness and glory of Christ.
一个目的就是将这个受苦能够作一个见证，系传俾别人。
How do you handle suffering？
今天我哋要谂下，我哋系点样去接受呢个痛苦呢
？How do you handle pain？
你点样经历痛苦呢
？And especially when sometimes we don't deserve it。
好多时候我哋觉得系不公平嘅领受。
Let us pray。
我哋低头作个祷告。
Father in heaven, as we come before you。
天父，当我哋嚟到你嘅面前
Father, we thank you, Father, that your suffering was once and for all.
主啊，我多谢你，你嘅受苦系只有一次。
It was a one-time thing that you died on the cross for our sins.
你系在十字架上一次嘅为我哋嘅罪而死亡。
And so it was only once.
系只有一次嘅啫。
But it was for all, and that is for those who believe.
就系为着一切所有相信你嘅人。
Father, I pray for if there's anybody who's yet to embrace what you've done on the cross, may it be today.
主，让我哋中间仲未能够领受你嗰个受苦嘅，今天就能够领受到。
May you draw that person to yourself.
让你亲自嘅吸引呢个人。
And may you have mercy upon their confession.
让你俾我哋嗰个认罪系俾我哋有恩典。
For other of us who have believed, Father, how do we respond?
主啊，我哋今天相信咗你嘅人，我哋系点样嘅回应呢
？How do we respond to the suffering that was for us？
我哋点样回应话，我哋你所经历嘅痛苦系应该系俾我哋担当嘅呢
？Father, help us to be mindful that it was a price that had to be paid。
主，让我哋能够明白为罪系实在系有个代价。
And it was paid for on our behalf。
呢个代价，你就系为咗我哋付了。
Help us to continue to be grateful, Father, for what you've done for us.
求主让我们感激你在我们身上所做的。
We pray all these things in Christ's precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.